Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Overture to Titanic, the musical that will be coming to the Marriott Theater as they help celebrate the as they celebrate their 50th anniversary season, Chicagoland's longest running musical theater, Marriott Theater. And we're very happy to have with us Connor Gallagher, who is not a, it's two jobs in one, director and choreographer of Titanic, the musical, coming to the Marriott April 15th. Yeah, no, 16th. Sorry, I keep getting it confused with income tax day. My bad. So you must have an amazing amount of work ahead of you to be both a choreographer and a director of a musical that is as large as the Titanic, so to speak.
Yeah. It's a big job. Every time I go into a show where I'm directing and choreographing, I sort of go off the grid for the rehearsal process because it just takes everything out of me, but really, really satisfying work at the same time.
Well, I don't think anybody that gets involved in theater or musical theater or anything like that really looks at it as work. It's more of a labor of love. And of course, even a labor of love can wear you out. So there's nothing, there's nothing unusual about that.
This also, go ahead.
No, please go ahead. Connor.
It's funny. My job is a lot of emailing and planning. So the process when we actually get in the room and make the show is really the fun part. So it's a combination of like pure joy and exhaustion all at the same time.
For those of us who are unfamiliar with Titanic, the musical, it does have a very distinguished backstory. Could you fill us in on that?
Yeah, so this musical opened in 1997, first time on Broadway, right around the time that the film came out. I think the film came out actually after. And at the time, it's a very unlikely topic to musicalize. I think people were sort of snarky about it, and an unexpected topic. And famously, originally on Broadway, it had this very a technologically advanced production, a ship that actually sank on stage. The ship would always break, and in previews with lots of jokes about that. But the show ended up being a great success and ended up winning Best Musical at the Tonys, and isn't done that often anymore. It's a quite a hard show to do. It's a very large show. There's a lot of characters, and the music is very, very difficult, but moving and really spectacular all the same. So I'm just really excited that we get the chance to do it here at the Marriott.
Yeah, I would hope so. And, you know, most of us, I think, are familiar with, if not historically, from reading about it in history or watching the film or other sources of information, the story arc of the Titanic, if you will. I mean, we all know where it's headed, so to speak. Go ahead.
That's one of the challenges of doing a show like this where you walk in knowing the ending. How do you deliver a production that's going to bring a new interpretation and sort of subvert your expectation and give a fresh theatrical polish to the whole thing. So that's all part of our challenge in putting it up.
What are some of the things that are in Titanic, the musical, that you look to draw the audience in and keep them with a story that they're possibly familiar with?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Marriott is in the round. So anyone's not been there, that's one of the things that makes it very unique. You don't have your traditional proscenium space where you can hide things, and there's a lot of tricks you can do to sort of trick the eye and draw the eye. Yeah, so being in the round, of course, you think, how are we going to sink the ship? How are we going to do all these effects? And one of the things we're doing is really trying to highlight the theatricality of the story and challenging the audience to go on that journey with us in a more abstract way that really can only be experienced theatrically and can only be experienced live. So this would not be the same as if you fired this up and you were streaming it and watching a video of it.
Right.
This is a really special sort of immersive experience that you can only experience in the theater. And I think that's sort of what makes theater so special, is you really have to be there. It's a collective experience you have every night with an audience, and you have to leave your house to do it. And I think that's the fun part.
Titanic, the musical, previews on April 9th, opens Wednesday, April 16th at 7 p.m. and runs through June 1. And as you mentioned earlier, it's won 5 Tony Awards, by the way, including Best Musical, Best Score, and Best Book. So it was interesting when you made the comment that this Titanic, the musical, came out at approximately the same time as the film, if not beforehand, because I don't have to tell you, with media the way it is, and how large that Titanic movie was at the box office, that the idea that there was a Broadway musical at the same time or prior, that's really mind-blowing to me. I mean, that's got to be more than just a coincidence that they at the same time. That's wild.
Yeah, I don't know what was in the air that everybody was Titanic crazed in the mid-90s, but the film had such cultural impact. Of course, the Celine Dion song, the characters, people are still quoting that movie and seeing that movie. So it certainly hasn't left the zeitgeist. And so I think if you're familiar with that, I think seeing a different interpretation, seeing some of these characters in our musical are based on some of the real life characters in the Titanic. There are some artistic liberties taken with there. So it is the story, but it's got its own spin and its own identity, which I think is really important when you've got so much Titanic information out there and art inspired by it.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Connor Gallagher, who's the director and choreographer of Titanic, the musical, that, as I say, it's coming to the Marriott Theater. And I'm sorry to say that I was unaware that Titanic was a musical. And I'm one of those people that just was like, I know the movie, of course, but you're telling me that it is a musical? And then my next question was, why? But then when you find out that it could have even preceded the film, that's incredible. I mean, you have, I don't know how many cast members, how many songs need to be performed, how much, how do I put this, expectations from the audience to live up to, because this is such a well-known story. How do you approach all of that?
Well, I think, if you look at all the best musicals, characters sing when they have no way to express emotion anymore. Yeah. And you think about the characters on the Titanic, the Ship of Dreams, boarding that ship to come to a new life, or they're running away from something or towards something or for hope and a new identity. And so there's so much emotion wrapped up in the people that were making that crossing that it's really ripe for musicalization, and so many different characters and stories and how they intersect, and sort of the class and culture and the clash of all of those different stories. And so part of it is just, Chicago is full of incredible actors. It's like outside of New York, such like the theater city outside of New York City, really. Mm-hmm. So we had an incredible casting pool to pull from, and we were able to cast this really easily right out of Chicago, just because there's so much incredible talent right here in Chicago. And so that, paired with this big emotional score, is, I think, going to be really exciting.
Well, I think it's going to be quite the event, especially when you consider the Marriott is in its 50th year and their history in the Chicagoland area, and the reputation of the Titanic story itself, and the idea that it's a musical. I think it's going to be a great thing, and I hope a lot of people attend. Thank you so much for being with us, Connor, and tell everybody there to break a leg.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.
Sounds great.
Connor Gallagher, director, choreographer of Titanic, the musical, coming to the Marriott Theater April 16th.